Some conservatives are alarmed at the possibility of Senator McCain ending up as the Republican nominee for president. They ask, is he conservative enough, or will he be too much of a maverick in the White House? There's also the little issue of his temper, and commentator Peter Sagal has something to say about that.
So, if John McCain does lock down the nomination tomorrow on Super Tuesday and becomes the Republicans' presumptive nominee, I imagine we will hear a lot of disapproving commentary over the next few months about Senator McCain's temper, even though nobody is actually concerned about his temper. Oh, he's got one, all right. His explosions of fury are well documented at his opponents, at his friends, at small babies offered for him to kiss, for all I know. But his anger is probably one of the things that's actually propelling his candidacy. People like anger, as long as it's not aimed at them. Sure, Gandhi may have won an Academy Award, but the Hulk has sold a lot more comic books than the Mahatma ever could. Turns out, a lot of people really like you when you're angry. For example, the movie The American President, that first stab at political fan fiction by West Wing writer Aaron Sorkin, ends with, well, the American president finally getting really angry at his opponents and giving them a tongue-lashing from the podium. Back in the real world, fans of presidents of either party tend to memorialize the moments when their heroes erupted with some good, throat-clearing, righteous anger. Reagan denouncing the evil empire, or Truman sending that angry letter to the music critic who had sniffed at a performance by the presidential daughter. Truman wrote, quote, "Someday I hope to meet you. When that happens, you'll need a new nose, a lot of beefsteak for black eyes, and perhaps a supporter below." At the time, Truman's aides thought the letter was a terrible mistake, not presidential, don't you see? But of course, most people loved old Give-Em-Hell Harry, Give-Em-Hell. President Bill Clinton had a copy of that letter put on the wall in his own White House, probably as a reminder to himself, given his own proclivities, to make war, not love. We want our leaders to get angry, because we are angry, but we are constrained from expressing it. We are angry at the liberals or the conservatives for ruining the country, but we can't shout about that because our father-in-law is coming over for dinner, and you know how he gets. We're angry about having to go to the Bernsteins this weekend for dinner again, but we can't say anything because we got to go play poker last weekend. And besides, our counselor told us that anger is destructive and hurtful, and instead we should stroke pillows until the feeling passes. We're angry at our boss, but we can't write emails about it because we're on the company server. And we can't say anything in the break room because Cynthia is an absolute snoop and she listens like she's so compassionate and nods all the time. But you know, first chance she has, she's going to go blab to everybody. By the way, we are pretty mad at Cynthia, too. So get mad, John McCain. Denounce your enemies, whoever they might be. Give him hell with the specific target of your overwhelming rage to be determined later as circumstances and polling dictate. But please, don't get mad at us. We hate it when people shout at us. It makes us mad. And then we don't know what to do.
Peter Sagal is the host of NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me and the author of The Book of Vice, Very Naughty Things and How to Do Them.